By now, I hope I've removed any last shred of doubt that you are able to recover. It doesn't matter how long you have dealt with these fears, whether it's been weeks, months, or years, the strategies you are learning can be equally effective. No matter how much your fear of confined or crowded spaces has taken over your life, recovery is still possible. Your situation is not special or unique. While it may take longer for some people to rework ingrained habits and responses, everyone is able to overcome claustrophobic feelings and live a full and normal life. For many people, recovery means some amount of relief. If you've been practicing your strategies faithfully since day one, you may have noticed your anxious thoughts dying down already. You may have noticed that you don't experience overwhelming physical sensations as strongly or as often. But recovery is so much more than just experiencing relief. More than anything else, recovery means the ability to live your life on your terms, even if the anxious thoughts and physical sensations are still present. Today, I'm going to teach you the final step in your new response to feeling trapped. In summary, I'm going to show you the importance of engaging with something that takes up your full attention so that you connect with life again. After diffusing, allowing, and running towards the feeling of being trapped, the next step is to engage. Do you have the DARE steps memorized? Here they are again. It's D-A-R-E. Diffuse, allow, run towards. And now the final one, E, is for engage. To engage with life is to find an activity that allows you to step away from the anxiety response, even when you're in a situation that is making you feel trapped. In the past, you may have used different tools to distract yourself from anxiety. But the skill of engaging is a little different. Your goal isn't to ignore or avoid the anxiety. Instead, you want to teach yourself to move through the anxiety and then continue to feel present in the situation that makes you feel uncomfortable. This step is simple, yet an important one, because it interrupts the anxiety loop and allows you enter back into a state of flow where you are not obsessing about your fear of feeling trapped. The less you focus on your anxious thoughts and physical sensations, the more opportunity your nervous system has to calm down and become less sensitized. The ultimate goal here of this challenge is to be able to be in any situation that normally makes you feel trapped, but yet be able to engage with whatever is in front of you and not be so caught up in your head. One great way to do this is to focus on engaging each of your five senses. Whatever you happen to be doing, notice how it interacts with your senses of sight, touch, hearing, smell, and taste. For example, if you're on a train, pay close attention to your surroundings. Notice the scenery pass you by, the green grass, the houses in the distance, the blue sky. Notice the sound the train makes as it travels along. Feel the seat beneath your legs. If you're with someone, engage in a conversation with them and listen to every word they say. Or if you are stuck in traffic, feel the steering wheel under your hands. Look around you and pay attention to all the different makes of cars and their colors. Maybe even sing to yourself and really belt a song out. If you're on an airplane, pay attention to the people sitting around you. Settle into the moment and feel your body in the seat. Then you might move your attention to listening to music or reading a book. Try your best to fully engage with that music or book, and each time your anxiety interrupts, gently bring your attention back to the present moment and what you are focusing on. You're not pushing the anxiety away. You're just focusing on what you want to focus on. So your exercise for today is to write out a list of things that will really engage you. Things you can use in the situations where you normally feel trapped. Remember, this isn't about distracting yourself. It's about finding ways to stop ruminating on your anxiety. Whenever you feel trapped and find yourself unsure of what to do, look at your list. Move through the anxiety and then carry out one of the items on your list, focusing on the ways it engages your senses. When it comes to anxiety, practice makes perfect. It may take some time to get to the point where it is possible to engage fully. Anxiety will keep trying to pull you back, but each time it does, gently place your awareness back on the thing you are focusing on. Over the next 2 days of this challenge, I will help you find ways to successfully engage in more difficult tasks that typically lead you to feeling trapped. I will show you how to push yourself first in your imagination and then in real life. Anxiety has stolen so much from you. Your fear of feeling trapped has limited your life for a long time. Keep persevering. Keep practicing. Keep using this daring new response that you are learning. You are more than ready to take back your freedom.